The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Say that tonight's program is entitled Healing Ourselves, healing our communities. And it has to do with an event that's scheduled to take place September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in a small town called New Lebanon, New York. And these three guests have been working feverishly to bring that about. So I'd like Dr. Fatima Hafiz to please tell us about this event.
Well, thank you so much for having myself and Lenny and Hilda on the program. And I heard your introduction with regards to some of the egregious human rights violations and pain that has happened, you know, in the world. And we too, you know, acknowledge that people all over the world who have been victims of oppressive conditions and the victims of people who have sought to gobble up the world in ways that it, you know, hurt other people, other beings. So on that particular note, we recognize that those folk who have been hurt the most tend not to really have spaces where they can recollect and or recollect their wholeness. And so this event is called Healing Ourselves and Healing Our Communities. Retreat with Randy, master musician Randy Weston. This retreat is primarily a retreat and concert to bring healers together, or people who claim, you know, themselves to be bringing certain kinds of practices that allow the discovery for others to recognize that they can be healed, or they can heal and be healed. But this is specifically to bring those people who identify themselves as healers together to look at how their own healing is as important as those that they serve. And so this retreat is a three-day retreat, September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And it also aligns with the fall equinox on the 22nd, which is change and transition. And we are bringing together these healers to share and practice and to really discuss the challenges that they have, but also the suffering that they, as healers, human beings, human, you know, spiritual beings, are having in doing their work and, you know, in their lives. And we also will have Dr. Randy Weston, who's 91 years old, 91 years young, whose music and work has been about, you know, healing, particularly people of African descent. The music of the African. And so he and Pierre Zia Inaya Khan, who is the grandson of, who's the son of Pierre Valayat Inaya Khan, and the grandson of Hazrat Inaya Khan, who brought Sufism to the West. And Brother Randy was influenced by, you know, one of the messages of Hazrat Inayat Khan regarding sound and mysticism, music and mysticism. Hazrat Inayat Khan was a musician himself. And so we are bringing these pieces together, and we as people of African descent, or people, you know, of color and rhythm, know that music is a guiding force, it's a healing force, it's a universal way of connecting with our spirits, with our souls. So that's a little bit about the event. And Hilda and Lenny can definitely talk more about their, what they see this event is, and their participation in organizing, you know, in terms of collaborating and organizing the event.
Thank you. So, Lenny, Fatima had mentioned spiritual leaders and spiritual growth and development, and I know that you have been on that spiritual path for many, many years. How do you see this event contributing to a spiritual dialogue, a spiritual conversation? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Thank you for having me on. One of the things that we learned, especially in this day and age of more energy-related healing, meaning going beyond the physical into the etheric realms and beyond, we learned that at the core of healing is consciousness. And consciousness is a direct expression of the spirit, and the spirit is connected to the Most High. So in one respect, all healing is spiritual healing, in that the source of that healing is the spiritual energy that we have inside of us and that we can make contact with.
Oh, you must tell us more. Don't stop now.
Well, one of the things I've discovered as a soul therapist is that what perpetuates disease is what we call denial, suppression, distortion, and omission of the truth of what we're perceiving inside and also of our behavior. And the very fact of that denial and suppression cuts off our spiritual energy and its availability for healing. So when we begin to, in the process of our different therapies, bring consciousness to people, help people to become more conscious of what's really going on inside of them, then that alone enables them to make a connection with the spiritual energy, and the spiritual energy takes care of the rest. Some of my associates in Brazil, some of my training has been in a process called Analytical Trilogy, which integrates philosophy, science, and metaphysics in its therapeutic technique. It was founded by a great Brazilian social scientist by the name of Norberto Kepi, and he and his clinic in Brazil has experienced cures of even severe physical diseases through therapy alone. So what I would like to see at this gathering that we have is to share with other practitioners the philosophies, the ideas, and the technologies that are being used to help bring about healing, and to exchange these modalities with each other. The ultimate goal, I think, is to find a way to better target the people in our community who may not be aware of or may not think that this is available to them. There are so many. One of the reasons I'm so enthused about practitioners coming together is that there are so many healing technologies to choose from. And very often, it's difficult for a person even who wants to take advantage of holistic healing to know, should I get Chinese medicine? Should I get Ayurvedics? Should I get Reiki? Should I get a massage? Should I just drink shakes? Do nutrition counseling? And so by coming together with other practitioners, we can talk about a more systematic way of targeting our local communities and helping them to find the custom-made modalities relevant to them, and also to exchange and refer amongst each other in order to grow in our ability to reach our community.
That is beautiful. That is certainly beautiful. And community, of course, we're saying in the larger sense, community of the world. And next, I guess, Hilda, who's been working again.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
We can actually physically be together and share off of each other's energy. I feel like these mini conversations are going to expand tenfold, and especially with the other energy of whoever is able to come. So that's one, just sharing space, holding space, a knowing of the unsaid, I think, is such a relief amongst people of color who can share a common experience, understanding certain struggles, but also to take a step back, take a deep breath, and share the beauty and ultimately the goal for healing. Lenny mentioned a lot about soul therapy and how people become conscious of the truth and finding healing in that. What brought me in connection with you was AFOT and Aboriginal Focus Oriented Therapy, which also takes a different route on healing and finding truth and releasing it from your body. Aboriginal Focus Oriented Therapy really addresses trauma and ways that our bodies have carried it in ways that we don't consciously know, and really working with individuals to find those spaces that carry so much weight that also isn't only our own, but traumas of our families, traumas of our people that's been passed down through generations. So on one hand, I would love to share AFOT with others there and to also gain other modalities, as Lenny had mentioned, towards healing and to create this larger toolbox to use as appropriate in spaces to give back to the community and to do that amongst people like Dr. Randy Weston or Lenny or you or other individuals who have already been in the field and doing the work. As a new social worker in the field, I know that what I'm going through, and I know this through these types of conversations, is that I'm not alone. And knowing that I'm not alone is step one, but also connecting to others in grabbing more arms together, as grabbing together brings strength, and sharing that. So I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just contributing to this larger whole of healing. So that's what I envision really in this space, to remove ourselves physically, to be able to be 100% energetically, and to do so with music. So I have yet. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about harmony and music and to gain that into my toolbox.
So sounds like a very inviting venture, and one that's going to be, as the title says, harmonizing and being in tune. I was walking through the park and saw this sister on the bench, and I couldn't tell if she was intoxicated. I couldn't tell if she was under medication or just sleeping. Her clothing suggested right that her life wasn't just quite right. There was things going on, but she had on this cap that said, stay in tune. Right? And I said, yeah, that's a wonderful message to be projecting. And it seems as if this retreat is also resonating with that intention of staying in tune, being in tune. For those who are just joining in, this is Onaji Maweed. You're listening to Race Treaty, that comes to you every Friday between 9 and 10. We will have an abbreviated show tonight, probably about a half hour. But also mentioned was Elder Statesman Dr. Randy Weston, who's been described as an American jazz pianist and composer of Jamaican parentage but raised in Brooklyn. He was described by Marion McPartland, a very famous pianist and person at a show, a long-running show on public radio. She described him as one of the world's great visionary pianists and composers. So the fact that she noticed something so much so that she would have to call him a visionary is quite revealing. And to have someone of that stature and this depth in this matter of music and healing and mysticism is certainly a treat for all those who could be there. So I'd like to ask Fatima, how, if someone wanted to attend this event, how would they do that? Or any of you, you know, are there numbers to call? Is there a website? Is there Facebook? Let me start with Hilda, because I know she's been doing a lot of work in that area of bringing this to public attention through various media. So, Hilda, please tell us.
In terms of Facebook, there is a Facebook event. It's Healing Ourselves and Our Communities, the and the actual symbol. There, you can also ask any questions on IamHealing@AOL.com. That's IAM_HEALING@AOL.com. You can also go on the Abode website, where the location will be held at www.theabode.org/healersretreat. And also there's a Facebook page for NEFER, which is the National Economic Foundation for Educational Reconstruction. Those are the two co-sponsors. So they also have a Facebook page. And NEFER is a branch of the T Group. Maybe Fatima can speak a little bit more on that.
Fatima, you've been asked to respond to that, that point.
not elephant, elephant. I'm sure not. So NEFER and the Abode are partnering to sponsor this event. And NEFER is an organization that has been in existence for a while. Where its mission is to please, just give me 1 second, please.
Those just tuning in, you're listening to Race Treaty with your host, co-host, is a number of us, in fact. This tonight, however, we're listening to Onaji Maweed in conversation with Fatima Hafiz, Lenny Bird, Berg and also Hilda Massad. And we are so happy to have them on the airwaves sharing with us this event that's scheduled for September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in the Berkshires, a small town, New Lebanon, New York, at what is called The Abode, an Echo Sufi village that's been there for quite some time, and hopefully your presence will join with that presence in this spiritual tradition. And Fatima had asked us to hold on for a second. Are you back, my sister?
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to say what Nefer's mission is in relationship to, you know, this work that, you know, Nefer is a fundraising entity. Nefer is a fundraising entity and grant making organization, and what it serves is individuals and organizations who bring African American communities specifically together to share ideas, deliver arts education and culturally specific education alternatives to support healing and development. And as Onaji said, The Abode, that The Abode is a retreat place, beautiful, scenic in the Berkshires, in upstate New York, mountainous, beautiful site and place where you can connect with nature in a more intimate way. So we are partnering to do this, particularly for people of color who generally have not the space to address what is necessary in relationship to healing, in relationship to, you know, the cultural dynamic. I also would like to just Hilda did some research where she looked at Randy Weston's Healers album. I remember when Onaji and I had gone to a presentation that actually it was a small concert at a place in Newark, and when we sat with Mr. Weston and we sat with him and his wife Fatu Mata, and she asked, well, what do we, you know, what do we connect this to, what music? And she said The Healers, and of course he has an album called The Healers, a song called The Healers. And Hilda and her genius went and found this excerpt from this album, and I just like to read that excerpt because it's in alignment with what we are looking to do, as well as this notion of harmonizing in retreat, harmonizing our different ways of bringing healing into the world to make a difference. So it's from his album, The Healers, and what it states is, in ancient Africa, the art of healing through the spiritual knowledge played an important role in societies, and that this is still going on today. We often happen to become out of tune with nature, and this is when we need to harmonize ourselves with the spiritual forces that guide us. Music, the sacred art, universal language from the beginning of time, has been a healing force that projects the beauty of life. So this is a healing song. This is a healing space for those who are bringing their gifts of healing to the world. And this two things that stand out for me in this particular passage is when Onaji said the lady that he saw on the bench had a hat on that said, stay in tune. And it says, when we're out of tune here with nature, yeah, this is when we need to harmonize ourselves with the spiritual forces that Lenny spoke about earlier. And that the language of harmonizing, you know, is part of the Sufi language, which in one of the prayers is toward the one, and we're all moving towards the oneness. The soul knows where it's going. It's the mind that wavers, but towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty is what we want to create. The perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. The only being is united with all the spiritual masters, spiritual beings. So we are on this journey together to look at what we need to do to heal in our own communities, people of color, specifically focused on people of African descent, and what we bring to this conversation of healing human spirit is what the world needs. So that's you know, what Nefer is about, what Chi is about, transforming, you know, the ways in which we are educated about our humanity. And it's what the abode, and for me, what Sufism also stands for.
If I may expound a little bit on that, on Ajay?
Most certainly.
If it's okay.
Certainly.
You know, one of the things that has excited me about this event, I happen to have a cousin who hung out with Dr. Weston in Paris when a whole cadre of our super musicians of the ilk of the Duke Ellingtons, the Sarah Vaughns, the Dexter Gordons, all of the great jazz artists. I think my cousin is trying to make arrangements so that he can come up there. It should be quite a surprise for Dr. Weston to meet him. But what interested me is that when someone asked my cousin and his wife what their religion is, they said jazz. And I thought about that. And since I've gone around the world, I've met with many different saints and mystics. I was also intrigued by the connection in this event with healing and with Dr. Weston, and in specifics, the Sufi mysticism. Because in some branches of Sufi mysticism, it's pointed out that the direct source of healing is what they call the celestial music, the inner sound current. Meaning, at higher states of meditation, when we shut the mind down and project our awareness above body consciousness into the inner realms, we begin to hear the celestial music. And this is the source of all of the great music that we see on the planet. It's the source of all of the great musical instruments. They actually come from making contact with this celestial music. And so I think that I can say that in my practice of soul therapy, in my view, it goes far beyond taking care of a few physical symptoms. Because what we have learned is that symptoms are like grass. You mow it and it grows back if you don't get at the root. And at the roots of the conditions in our lives are emotional thought patterns and ideas that we've inconscientized, that we've suppressed. And once we get in touch with that, it then opens up the doorway, which we call the third eye, to enter into the beyond the mind and make contact with this celestial music. And certainly the type of music that Dr. Weston is playing as a master musician and no doubt a Sufi mystic himself, because this is where this music is coming from, then we can resonate with it. And in resonating with it, it has a very strong healing energy. So I'm very thankful to be connected to this, because I think that tuning in means connecting with ourselves, connecting with the earth, connecting with each other, but most important, connecting with the Most High. I'd like to say one final thing, and that is that as people who are healing practitioners, we know that our job is not to fix people, to change people. Our job is not even to help people become this, that, or the other. Our job is to help people to be themselves. As the ancients in Africa said, man, know thyself. The prime disease of a human being is lack of knowledge of self. And self, we mean not the person, but the spiritual entity that is at the core of each and every human being.
I'd like to thank all of my guests tonight sharing your wisdom, spiritual knowledge, and frame of references as it relates to the subject matter of making a people whole, making healing present for the purpose of wellness, connecting to the universe, the universal spirit, to the universal music. Event Healing Ourselves, Healing Our Communities, September 22nd to the 24th. We invite everyone to attend, and if you can't attend, there is a GoFundMe page where you can still contribute to the creation of this healing energy and this event. www.gofundme.com/healingourselves, and that's A-N-D and our community. www.gofundme.com/healingourselves and our community. This is Onaje.
And also Onaje,
yes.
May we not also suggest that people, those of you who know of people in the healing arts or who attend and have different healing practitioners, please bring this information to them, because we would love to see them there. Thank you.
And one way people can do that is that our radio shows are archived. So if you go to www.blackradionetwork.com and look under Race Treaty, you'll find our shows archived there. And you would see this show, therefore, archived there, that you could send that link to your friends and to your families for this broadcast. So, again, I can thank all our guests and Dr. Randy Weston, that you may be hearing in the background if the sound is coming through, playing exactly the healers. Thank you, everyone, and good night.